Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Stay Curious and Keep Exploring 50 Amazing, Bubbly, and Creative Science Experiments to Do with the Whole Family is a hands-on children's science book by Emily Colandrelli, an MIT engineer and science communicator known for making STEM approachable at home. The book is organized around 50 experiments that use ordinary household materials to introduce ideas from chemistry, physics, biology, and engineering in a family-friendly format. Rather than presenting science as a set of facts to memorize, it frames each activity around curiosity, prediction, observation, and explanation, encouraging children to think like scientists. The book also includes practical features such as step-by-step directions, colorful illustrations, note-taking prompts, and short side sections that connect the experiments to real-world science and notable women in STEM. Its purpose is both educational and playful to make scientific exploration accessible for families, homeschooling, classroom extension, and informal learning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a family science book built around active experimentation. The central design of the book is not explanation first, but doing first. Each activity invites children and adults to test an idea with materials they can usually find at home, which lowers the barrier to participation and makes science feel less specialized. That format matters because many children understand scientific concepts more deeply when they can see a reaction, compare outcomes, or adjust one variable at a time. The family focus also broadens the learning environment. The book is not limited to independent reading or classroom use, but can work as a shared activity that encourages discussion, teamwork, and observation. This makes the book especially effective for informal STEM learning, where the goal is not coverage of every topic, but the development of confidence and curiosity through repeated hands-on success. The experiments are intentionally varied, which prevents the book from becoming a single-type activity book and helps sustain attention across multiple sessions. Secondly, teaching the scientific method through questions, hypotheses, and notes. A major strength of the book is that it quietly teaches process, not just outcome. The experiments are paired with prompts that encourage children to ask what they think will happen, observe what actually happens, and record their results. That structure reflects the logic of the scientific method in a way young readers can understand without formal terminology becoming a barrier. Asking for a hypothesis trains children to treat science as a testable process rather than a guessing game, while note-taking develops habits of comparison and reflection. These habits are useful beyond the book because they support reading comprehension, problem-solving, and evidence-based thinking in other settings as well. The emphasis on revisiting or modifying experiments also reinforces an important principle in science: changing one condition can change the result. In this way, the book teaches not only facts about phenomena, but also how to approach uncertainty, make observations carefully, and learn from results that differ from expectations. Thirdly, connecting kitchen materials to chemistry, physics, biology, and engineering, the range of topics also helps different kinds of learners find entry points. Some experiments are visual, some are tactile, and some rely on surprise or motion, so the book offers multiple ways to engage with science. Fourthly, women in STEM profiles as part of the learning experience. Another distinctive element of the book is its inclusion of short profiles and facts about women in STEM history. This feature adds a human dimension to the experiments by showing that science is shaped by real people, not just abstract concepts. It also matters because representation influences who can imagine themselves belonging in science. By placing these profiles alongside hands-on activities, the book links discovery with role models in a way that can be especially meaningful for children, who do not often see diverse scientific figures in popular media. The result is that the book does more than encourage experiment-based learning. It also introduces a wider cultural context for science participation. These historical and biographical elements are not the main focus, but they deepen the experience by showing that scientific knowledge is cumulative and socially shaped. For families, this can open conversations about contribution, access, and who gets remembered in science history. That gives the book an educational value beyond the experiments themselves. Lastly, a practical resource for homeschooling, science fair preparation, and messy learning. The book is positioned as a practical tool rather than a one-time read, and that makes it especially useful for homeschooling families, science fair support, rainy day activities, and informal enrichment. Its step-by-step format, accessible supplies, and built-in note spaces make it easy to adapt to different learning settings without requiring specialized equipment or advanced prep. That practicality is important because many science books are either too theoretical or too dependent on materials that are difficult to source. This one is designed to be usable. At the same time, the book does not hide the fact that some experiments may be messy, which is a realistic strength rather than a flaw. Mess often indicates active testing, and children who can tolerate controlled messiness tend to engage more fully with experiments. The book is therefore best understood as a bridge between entertainment and structured learning. It is playful enough to attract hesitant learners, but organized enough to support serious educational use. That combination is one of its main advantages within the crowded children's science category. In conclusion, Stay Curious and Keep Exploring is best suited for families, homeschool educators, teachers looking for at-home extensions, and children who learn best by doing rather than by reading alone. It offers practical value because it turns science into a repeatable activity format. Gather a few common items, make a prediction, test it, and discuss the result. For children, that can build confidence, observation skills, and early familiarity with scientific reasoning. For adults, it provides an easy way to guide meaningful STEM time without needing a formal lab setup. What makes the book stand out from many other children's science books is its balance of accessibility and structure. It is playful, visually engaging, and experiment-driven, but it also includes prompts, explanations, and historical context that give the activities educational depth. The inclusion of women in STEM adds an important representational layer that is still too rare in books of this type. In a category often split between simple activity collections and more academic science resources, this book succeeds by combining both approaches in a format that feels inviting.